I'm Chris Hine with the Wednesday Music Roundup here in KMUW, and when the history of soul and the labels that help pervade is told, Motown is always there, and so too usually is Stax. But add to the list High Records. The label started in the late 50s, inspired by another Memphis operation, Sun Records, and the success it was having with Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Johnny Cash. Its first hit, Smokey Part 2 by the Bill Black Combo, set an early focus on instrumentals, and it wasn't until Willie Mitchell took over as A&R man and producer that things began to change. A trumpeter, big band player, and musical director for B.B. King and Isaac Hayes, Mitchell had come back to Memphis after the war and was making a name for himself with his own band and as a record producer. His first contact with High was to make records there, and while touring in 1968 behind his biggest, the top 10 R&B hit Soul Serenade, Mitchell ran into a down-on-his-luck singer. He persuaded the young man to come to Memphis, where they began a collaboration that would put High Records on the map, establish Mitchell's reputation as a producer, and, as he had promised, turn that young singer, a fellow named Al Green, into a star. Mitchell and the wonderful High Rhythm Section House Band would propel Green up the charts with songs like Tired of Being Alone, Let's Stay Together, and Let's Get Married, and were behind other soul classics like Otis Clay's Trying to Live My Life Without You, Ann Peebles' I Can't Stand the Rain, and Syl Johnson's Take Me to the River, all with that distinctively minimalist, relaxed, and deeply funky sound that would become the signature of both Mitchell and the label. After High was sold in the late 70s, Mitchell retained control of the studio and continued working on projects with pop staples Buddy Guy, Robert Cray, Rod Stewart, and John Mayer, to name a few, and reunited with Green for I Can't Stop It and Everything's Okay a few years ago. Mitchell died on January 5th at the age of 81 in Memphis, his longtime home and the place where he profoundly influenced soul and, with it, much of contemporary American music. We remember Willie Mitchell in a special edition of Crossroads on Sunday, February 7th. You'll find the broadcast schedule and our comprehensive list of local and regional concerts on our website at kmuw.org.